Johnny Lewis at KMFM, REM, Losing My Religion. Coming up very shortly, Madison Avenue, going to play M People as well, and the latest from Robbie. Now, that I was mentioning a couple of weeks ago, in fact, 2 weeks ago this Friday, I went along to Christchurch College for the premiere of a film that was made by the students. And it was all about saying how important it's a second or even a third language is. And I'll tell you what, we can have a chat with a couple of the stars of that film. Firstly, before we do that, I've got Adrian Plowman, who's the deputy head teacher and director of languages at Barton Court Grammar School. Adrian, how are you? All right?
I'm fine, thanks.
Excellent. Thank you very much for coming in.
My pleasure.
And also for inviting me to, you know, down to the premiere of the film. Firstly, tell us about the film, what it was called, and how, you know, how it all came about.
Essentially, the concept originated in Brighton, and Canterbury Christchurch were very keen to get on board with a similar concept. And they came across to me and said, would we be interested? We work quite closely with them anyway, and we are the language college in Canterbury that's very much closest to them. And with Tricia Driscoll, it sort of started from there, really. We got students at both Canterbury High and at Barton Court interested. Initially, they didn't necessarily know each other, so we did some familiarity kind of exercises. And in our library, there were some quite funny moments, I think, yeah, with some of the daft things that Miss Chittenden was asking them to do. And it blossomed from there. The script came from the students, and the staff's input, really, was just making it happen and doing the logistics.
And it was actually to get across how important it is to learn a second language, wasn't it? This came across in the film.
Very much so. I think in the UK we're often reluctant to embrace a second language.
Too true.
I even remember when I was at school finding it very difficult in my early years, and it wasn't until I did an exchange that I realised that actually I did have a little bit of talent in that respect. I now lead trips to France based on French at age 16. And it's also a good role model for the students, I think, because it is important and it does make a difference.
I'll come back to you in just a few moments' time, Adrian, but a couple of the stars of the programme, Amy and Taylor. Hello to the both of you, all right?
Hiya.
Yeah.
Firstly, Taylor, how old are you?
I'm 16, I'm in year 11.
You're in year 11. Amy, how old are you?
I'm 14, I'm in year 10.
Okay, and how did you both, you know, get involved in this? And was it something that you sort of thought, I want to do it, or was it something you sort of thought, I don't know, and then you just got involved that way? Because you were the two big stars, really, of the film, weren't you? I mean, you had the lead. Well, I would say, you know, a lot of leads, but you two basically had the leads, didn't you?
Yeah, I think we were two of the four lead roles. In my school, we volunteered to do it, and there was quite a lot of us who wanted to do it, and in the end it sort of, we drew names out of a hat, so yeah. I was one of the lucky ones.
Yeah. And Amy, what about you? How did you enjoy it in the acting? Because I must say, you know, you came over as though you've been doing it for years, but you hadn't, had you?
No, I hadn't. I've only just like started getting into drama and music and stuff like a couple of years ago and that. But I got selected by one of my teachers at school with a couple of other students and that to like do the film, which was quite good.
Yeah, it's very good. I must say, I was, you know, I was sort of saying to, I think I mentioned it to you, Adrian, I certainly know I mentioned it to somebody, saying that, you know, often when I'm on in the house, when I'm in the house at home, I've got stepdaughter who's 15, often have the programmes on about 4 or 5 o'clock in the afternoon, which is aimed at teenagers. And I have to say, your film, I thought, was, you know, on par, if not better, than some of the stuff you see on the BBC and ITV. It was, I mean, you know, that was the reaction that evening, wasn't it?
We were very lucky. Through Canterbury Christchurch, we had two professional cameramen who I think put the students at ease with their approach. And even though there might have been the odd double or triple take when they probably forgot exactly what they were going to be doing, it worked very well. And it was very much a team approach.
Yeah. I was going to say, Amy, Taylor, how many different languages can you speak? And because I noticed you were doing stuff in this, you know, in the film. It was coming over in like Spanish, wasn't there? There was a lot of French and, of course, English as well.
Well, I only actually speak English, but I had to do a couple of scenes in French, which I like learned over the process of.
So it was a learning film as well for you as well?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. And what about you, Taylor?
In the film, I played Ollie, and he didn't actually speak any foreign languages. But within school, I do Spanish.
Yeah. And this is what came over, how important it was, wasn't it? Because it was... just explain a little bit about the plot of the film, if you will. Just a very, you know, very small plot of the film.
Well, there's me, who was Ollie, and then Amy, who was...
Amy.
Amy, yeah. And then Amy's friend, Christelle, and another boy called...
Sean.
Sean, yeah.
And what happened was Sean's dad went missing in action in the army, and there was a bit of a love triangle with me, Christelle, and Amy.
Yeah.
And it was just all about sort of like the four reuniting and sort of like.
We had to go looking for Sean and stuff.
And what came out of it as well was it seemed that one of the girls who couldn't speak a foreign language and you know, and the rest of you were sort of conversing in different languages, she felt a bit left out for only speaking the one language. That was, you know, the basis of the film, wasn't it?
Pretty much. I mean, it was set in Canterbury and we were very lucky that the city council and the cathedral allowed us to film all of those icons as well. And, of course, it's very much a multicultural society, and as you walk down Canterbury High Street, there are loads and loads of languages.
Exactly. Now, the big question is, can we see this film? Can the public see it?
They can. Christchurch are, at the moment, I believe, copying enough for the 55 or 60 students that were involved in some way, because there was quite a lot that were sort of bolted on as extras, and there were lots of staff involved too, which again, I think, was a surprise to them. But very valuable, because it's that team approach. But it's going to be available on a website that's organised by Christchurch, and it's through a government agency called Roots Into Languages.
Right, OK. Well, I'll tell you what, as soon as you know, will you give me the details and we'll pass them on air?
No problem.
OK, lovely. And one other question for you, Amy and Taylor. You're going to do more acting?
Definitely. This is exactly what I want to do.
Brilliant.
As I get older.
Lovely. Well, good luck on that. What about you, Taylor?
Yeah, I think I would quite like to do a little bit of my acting, but not really a life career, but yeah, I found it fun.
Okay, well, well done to the both of you. Superb. I think you'll agree with that, Taylor.
Yes, and thanks for having us on, Joy.
It's a pleasure.
Thanks very much.
Not nervous now, Amy, are you?
No.
See, I told you it was a piece of cake, didn't I? I'll tell you what, when we do get the website address, I'll give it to you, and do have a look at the do have a look at the film. It is brilliant, well worth looking at. Johnny Lewis is KMFM, Madison Avenue are next.
Music you want, KMFM.
KMFM Breakfast. With TKM. Number one in deal for bathrooms, kitchens and heating.
More of the music you want. Next. The Saturday Show.
This weekend I'm chatting to a Mock of the Week regular who's coming to town.
Hi, it's Stuart Francis. Catch me at the Trinity Theatre this Saturday in Tunbridge Wells.